Om Shanti. 29th November 2018. Thursday. Today's blessing is, may you remain yogyukt and beyond any awareness of the body. May always considering yourself to be a co-charioteer and a detached observer. The easy way to remain yogyukt is always to move around while considering yourself to be a co-charioteer and a detached observer, Sarathi and Sakshi. I, the soul, am a co-charioteer who makes this chariot move. This awareness automatically makes you detached from the chariot, that is the body, and any type of awareness of the body. When there isn't any awareness of the body, you easily become yogyukt, and every action is yukti-yukt. By considering yourself to be a co-charioteer, all your physical senses, karmendriya, remain under your control. Such a soul cannot be influenced by any of the physical senses. So Baba is telling us, the way to become yogyukt, and the method is to become a charioteer and to become a detached observer, Sathi, Sarathi and Sakshi. If the body is a chariot, the soul is the charioteer, and the senses are like horses, and the soul is controlling those senses, those horses. The moment you think that your body, the control is lost. The moment you detach yourself from the body, automatically all the control, all the reins come into your hand, and this stage of soul consciousness and this stage of being a master and this stage of being the controller of the physical senses, Baba is saying this is known as yogyukt. So become a sarathi, become a co-charioteer, a charioteer, and when you detach yourself from the body, automatically there is a sense of being a detached observer, Sakshi. And when these two things happen, then every action is yukti yukt. And when this thing happens, the physical senses, the five physical senses, karmendriya, they come under your control. And such a soul is no more influenced by any of the physical senses. Baba is telling us to become controller of all the senses. Baba is telling us to become Indriyajit, Karmendriyajit, the one who controls all the senses. Baba usually talks about Karmendriya, but there are in fact 10 senses. There are 10 senses. And they say 5 are Gyanendriya and 5 are Karmendriya. What the bhakti people say as Gyanendriya, Baba says they are Karmendriya. So these 5 senses, eyes, nose, tongue, ears and skin, these 5 senses are known as Gyanendriya. And what are Karmendriya? Hands, legs, mouth, organ of speech, organ of reproduction, and organ of elimination. So these are the five karmendriya and those are five gyanendriya. Baba has not mentioned about this as karmendriya. Baba says these gyanendriya only are karmendriya. In Murli's you get this. So rupras, sparsha, shabda, gandha, form, taste, sound, smell and touch. These are the five senses. The question is how to control them. The senses are turbulent. The senses are very, very forceful. In Bhagavad Gita it is said at one place that even if one sense organ is not under control, it has the power to sweep away the entire mind, just as the boat in the ocean is swept off by the ocean. So senses are very powerful, most turbulent. And which is the most mischievous and dangerous sense? Baba says eyes. In the path of Bhakti Marg, it is entirely different. The sannyasis and the devotees and the Patanjali Sutras and the Yoga Vasishtha and all those scriptures, they mention in a different manner. Out of the five senses, out of the total ten senses, they say the most mischievous and the most dangerous and the most difficult to control is the organ of procreation. The sensual organs, upastha, they call it upastha, janendriya. So they call this, these are the first, the second, according to the path of bhakti or according to sannyasis or according to other scriptures. The first is difficult to control with this. The second is taste. Some people have made taste as number one. They say that even these sensual desires, they are for some time and then they go away. But taste, person has to eat throughout their life. So they keep taste as number one. And then they mention about ears. And then they mention about eyes. And the most benign, less dangerous are nose and organ of elimination, defecation. These are the less dangerous, very, very benign. They don't cause much disturbance. The greatest disturbance is caused by these two. And they are very much closely related to each other. That's why brahmacharya has a lot of to do with palate control, appetite control. Because these are very much similarly connected to each other. So, how to control the senses? Even a person who is very, very judicious, very meticulous, very much careful, very much attentive, still a slight moment of inadvertentness leads to fall. A slight moment of carelessness leads to a great fall. So these senses are very turbulent, very strong, very forceful. Vehemently they take away the mind. And each and every sense is filled with passion. So, how to control all the senses? In today's Murli Baba has given the method. Consider yourself as a charioteer. The body is a chariot, rath, and you are sarathi. Don't think that you are rath, you are that chariot, but you are charioteer. The one who controls the rath, who controls this chariot, who has his reins in his hand. So, this practice of soul consciousness, this practice of thinking that I am not the body, I am not the rath, I am not the chariot, but the one who controls the chariot, not the slave, but the master. Not the controlled, but the one who is the controller. I am that. So to have that sense, Baba says, when you become a charioteer, automatically you attain the stage of Sakshi. So you become Sarathi and Sakshi at the same time. When these two things happen, automatically the senses would come under control. Now, people have tried to control these senses by different ways. It's not for the first time. It's from Copper Age. People realized that these senses are very, very mischievous and very dangerous. Because a slight leeway to these senses and the entire downfall. So they have tried various methods. And they have tried the methods of suppression, daman, repression, repress the senses. For example, if one doesn't take food for 5 days, all the senses would lose their power. Eyes will not no more attract. You will not feel anything. All the things will come under control. But then you start eating, everything will come back. Everything will come back. And one more danger with repression is, you tell your mind not to do that. You feel like to do that thing again and again. You tell your mind that I don't want to see this thing. And your mind wants to see the same thing. You tell your mind that I don't want to eat this. When you keep fast, you think more about food. Otherwise, when you eat normally, you don't think much about food. You simply go have your food finished. No thoughts about food. But the moment you make a resolve that today I have to keep fast, the mind is constantly thinking about food and food and food and food the whole day. Yeah, so we wait for the time, and if suppose one is successful in keeping the fast whole day, the next day would be dangerous. He will just pounce upon the food and he has to compensate. So that's a mind plays tricks. It's not that simple. Mind is such a dangerous thing. It plays, it deceives, it's an imposter. We never know what it does at what time. So, to analyze all the deceptive tricks of the mind is a great job. So, people have tried a lot. Some people have resorted to drugs. And they found that because of drugs, the senses become dull. And in that stage of dullness, they found, now we have controlled the senses. You keep on inject some drugs. All those hippies and all those, what they did the same thing. That was one of the methods to control the senses. To inject drugs. So, but drugs lead to suppression. All the senses become blunt, and blunt senses do not have any desires. For example, in some foreign country, an experiment was done by one philosopher on his students. He made them fast for 10 days. And in those 10 days, it is found that all their sensual desires disappeared. And they said that we don't have any desires now. They were given only juice or something. After 10 days, when they were restarted with normal food, all the desires came back again. So that didn't work. So, suppression doesn't work. To control the senses, to become Jitendriya, to become Karmendrajit, the way is not Daman. That is for sure, one. The second is, people have resorted to various other practices. For example, asanas. All of these things are definitely, to some extent, they are helpful, but not permanently and not always. Sometimes they might work, and for some people they might work, but not for all people, all the time, at all places, in all the circumstances. So, that doesn't work. The only thing that can make us a master of ourselves is the practice given by God. All the practices given by people, human beings, the path of bhakti or in sannyasa, they have not led to complete control of the mind or the control of the senses. Because some of the selfish desires were there, and once the desires were fulfilled, again the mind reverted back to that initial stage of uncontrol. So Baba is saying, Sarathi and Sakshi, think of body as a chariot. 5 horses. And who is the best chariot? In Mahabharata, multiple times the definition of the best charioteer is given. Sometimes that Shri Krishna is a charioteer, sometimes that Karna's charioteer, he also keeps on giving him advices. Everybody has one charioteer. So that charioteer keeps on giving the advice. For example, that Sanjay is a charioteer of Dhritarashtra. So he also keeps on giving advices, who is the best charioteer. A charioteer is the one who controls the horses. A charioteer is the best charioteer is the one who knows the activities of the horses. And sometimes what they do, when there is a horse race, they blind the eyes of the horses. Why? So that the horse should not see the other horse, or the horse should not get distracted. The horse should remain concentrated, focused. So the best charioteer is the one who controls the horses, who knows all the horses, who knows weakness of the horses, who knows what pace the horses can run, who knows how to control them. The reins are in his hand, the kajal in his hand. So he is the one who controls the horses nicely, properly, meticulously, and he does not overrun them. He doesn't make them tired. He doesn't flock the tired and dead horses. So, Baba is saying, if you want to become yog yukta or yukti yukta or control the physical organs or physical senses, the way is this soman, that I am the sarathi and the body is the rath, the body is the chariot. I am the control of this chariot. And when this stage will come, automatically the other stage will come. If we analyze today's Murli, I will say there are 6 methods Baba has given. From today's Sakar Murli, 6 methods of controlling the physical organs, of becoming Indriyajit. The first is given in the Vardhan, Sarathi and Sakshi. The second is given in the slogan, practice and attention. If you want to become conqueror, if you want to become victorious, make these 2 things your original, your very niji sanskar, attention and practice. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. One of the presidents of America has said this, eternal vigilance. Vigilance means watchfulness. Vigilance means to be continuously vigilant all the time, attentive all the time, aware all the time. A single moment of inattentiveness, a single moment of carelessness, a single moment of lackadaisical attitude, a single moment of inadvertentness can lead to the abysmal downfall. So, attention and second, practice. Keep on practicing controlling the senses. The sense is trying to see something, stop it and bring it back to control. Sometimes suppression also helps. Sometimes. And sometimes when the mind doesn't listen, you have to suppress it for some time. For example, in English they say out of sight is out of mind. If suppose this pen is attracting me too much. What should I do? Keep the pain away. Don't see the pain. If the mobile is attracting me all the time, keep the mobile away for some time. When you don't see it, you will not remember it. If A wants to get detached from B, first is physical detachment. Go away from that person. That helps. But sometimes reverse can also happen. The attraction can increase. That's why the method of A to get detached from B is to bring C in between. Divert. You have to divert. Otherwise, the attachment will increase. So you have to divert sometimes. So, attention and practice. This is the second method. The third method from today's Sakar Murli to become Karmendriyajit or Indriyajit is purity and surrender. Baba has always quoted the example of that Kumari, the celebrated example from all the Sakar Murlis. A Kumari, before her marriage, everybody bows down to her. After the marriage, she keeps bound down to everyone. So this Vandana, this bowing down, is in front of purity. And Baba said in today's Sakar Murli, purity is the basis of everything. Purity is the foundation of everything. Everything rests upon this purity. Dharumadhar is everything on this purity. So it's a purity. The purer the mind, the easier it is to control. The purer the mind, easier it is to control the senses. And second is surrender. You are like those moths who have come in front of the flame. And Shiva is that flame. So when there is an attitude of surrender, a sense of humility, automatically one can control the senses very easily. So third is that. The fourth from today's Murli is one saying Baba has said, Dharat padiye, dharam na chodiye. No matter what happens, do not give up your religion, your dharma. Such pledge. And associated with that is dan, donation of the five vices. So when you donate five vices and when you have this pledge that no matter what happens, I will not step down. I will not give in. Not yielding to temptations is the way to become Karmendriyajit or Indriyajit. So the fourth is, don't give in. Don't give up. Persist. In the face of all the difficulties, in the face of all the problems, trials and tribulations of life. Then the next is, in that Mamma's Murli, Baba, Mamma said, this Vasthup, in English, what they call, joysticks or whatever you call it, incense sticks of Gyan and Yoga. When that incense stick of Gyan and Yoga is all the time ignited, you automatically become Karmendriyajit. Or the second is associated with that, you are in yoga of the intellect should be with one father. So when the yoga of the intellect is with one father, automatically you become Karmendriyajit. So these are some of the methods Baba has said. We'll read again from today's Sakar Murli, from today's blessing. And one more is there about the sixth. One more is the 7-day bhatti. 7-day bhatti. And that intoxication, Narayani Nasha. So when one decides to control one sense, for example, eyes are absolutely not under control. Eyes are continuously getting attracted to something which it should not. Stop it for 7 days. Make your eyes to sit in the bhatti for 7 days, in that furnace, and in that furnace let the flames burn the eyes and all those passions, all those vasanas, all those desires to see that which should not be will go burnt away. So Baba is saying the easy way to remain yogyukt is always to move around while considering yourself to be a co-charioteer and a detached observer. That was the first method. And I am the soul. I am a charioteer. In today's Murli at one other place, Baba said, soul is neither male nor female. Soul is soul. Soul is neither male nor female. Soul is soul. The soul says that with these karmendriyas, with this sense organs, with this physical organs, I do this. So to contemplate more and more on the soul, to become more and more soul conscious, to practice getting detached from the body, to practice sarathi and sakshi, this is the way to become yogyukt, and this is the way to become yuktiyukt, and this is the way to control all the physical senses. So while, yeah. If the, yeah, we have to feed them. That is another aspect. There are two things in that. One is, you can divide in three parts. First is torture them too much and make them work. Treat them like a slave. That is one. So it didn't work. The second is pamper them too much and they will go out of control. Pamper them, keep on pampering. For example, somebody feels like to eat some sweet. Let me eat sweet as much as let me keep on eating. A day will come, I will get absolutely bored. But this never happened. Somebody feels that jalebi is there and let me eat as many as possible. 10 I will eat today. After tomorrow I will give it up. But it will not happen because by eating 10 you have created a sanskar. So that sanskar will pull you again. So the same thing has happened because of the sensual desires. People have said that let us fulfill it and see, but it didn't work. So by pampering senses, they become addicted. By pampering senses, you get addicted. A person digs his grave by his teeth. A person digs his grave by his teeth, by eating. Keep on eating all the time. And you do injustice to your... There is one organ in the body, stomach, which a lot of injustice has been done to this. And all the diseases have sprung because of this injustice to the stomach. So the second method is this. By pampering them. The first is by suppression. There is a one third method which Baba said. And that is the loveful caring, loveful control. You can say loveful control. You love them as well as control them. You don't allow them to run amok. You don't allow them to go uncontrolled, because such unbridled senses leads to downfall. So control them. Don't overfeed them. Feed them, but both the things. But sometimes you have to give them a whip when they don't listen. You know, there are four types of horses. The first horse, you keep on whipping and that will go for some distance. After that, again, that horse will stop. You again whip that horse. That is the first type of horse. The second type of horse is one whip and the horse starts running. But without whipping, it will not. The third type of horse is it sees what is known as, hearing the sound. Hearing the sound of that rain or that kadjal, what you call. So just hearing that, it will start running. And the fourth one, just seeing the shadow, it will start running. So these are the four types of horses. Which horse I am, that's the question. So no suppression and no indulgence, but the middle path. And the middle path is a path of loving control. Loving control of the senses. This will lead to become, make us become Karmendriya Jeet. Om Shanti.